histrionic, self-indulgent death rattle. The final release from Via Resch and the Humaniverse. Goodbye from Samasati, The Art of Witnessing, preceded by Shut Up and Listen.
I'm gonna say goodbye to my body.
Pretty stupid. Well, you know, if you're gonna write a song about your imminent mortality, I don't think you should. You want to be remembered as having a little grace and subtlety as you exit the building. Obviously, this Via Resch, not so skilled in that area. We're going to close things out with the Jesus Army in the UK. Jesus Army is, in fact, an abusive cult, neo-charismatic evangelical Christian community, started in 1969. It's like this building in London that's just chock full of Jesus freaks, mostly ex-drug addicts, homeless, marginalized individuals. All kinds of abuse goes on there, mostly from children. Former members found guilty of sexual abuse. Many of the religious leaders went to prison. And it's been a huge controversy in that part of the world. And they released the most god-awful Christian contemporary rock you can possibly imagine. And I'm going to play something called Hot People from a release they put out in the 90s called Generation J. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Dan Boda.
When People on fire for God.
The man with the full back ears, the man with the full back ears, his ears full back, his thumbs along, he makes a fist and he sings this song. A man wants to smell like a man, to crumple a can in the palm of his hand. This is a man. Where does he live? Where does he live? The man with the full back ears. In his car, in his car, with his clothes outside his skin. He'd clip your toenails for a dime. He used to do it all the time. He'd snip them off and file them down, and then he'd ride back into town. The man with the full back ears. He picks his nose and he takes a call. He jumps the curb and hits a dog.
Friends? Lend me your ears. I have a story to tell you about Mr. Mosquito. Now, when you're in the tropics, beware of that tiny insect called Mosquito. Everyone is cousin to him. Take no chances with Brother Mosquito. He has a sting of death. When he sings a solo, no one likes to hear. But before he stings, he sings. And that sting is a sting of death. Yes, it's a sting of death. So beware. Beware of cousin of Mosquito. Whenever you hear cousin Mosquito. Beware of cousin Mosquito and his solo. Take no chances. For cousin Mosquito saps all of your blood and sends you to your grave before time. So take my advice. Avoid cousin Mosquito and his solo. Mosquito, 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 is dangerous. Avoid cousin, Mosquito and his solo.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to Vocal Fry here on WFMU. I am Dan Boda, and with me is Purple Haze.
Hello.
And we are here to share with you the wondrousness of the human vocal capacity and all its different manifestations. Just to put it simply, we play stuff with people's vocals that are weird.
Weird vocals.
No, you don't like
that.
Don't
do that again.
No, don't do that again. Okay. All right. So what have we been listening to?
We just heard a cover of National Acrobat by Black Sabbath from... How are you supposed to pronounce that?
Zoster? I don't know. I'm going to say...
Zoster.
Zoster. It's with an X.
With an X.
Yeah.
Because they're hardcore.
They're black metal.
That's from the album Nightmares at Dawn.
I love those, like, fried black metal vocals that are sort of... They're sort of, like I was saying, it's sort of the equivalent of, like, Cookie Monster voice, but in, like, the shrieking zone of the vocal capacity.
Before that, we heard a song called Dancers Look Good by Black Lodge Singers. Where are they from?
I think they're a Cree band from, I'm not sure. I think around the Great Lakes, like Western Great Lakes region.
That's from the album called My Relatives. And then star of the show tonight is Congresswoman Melinda Jackson Parker with Cousin Mosquito, number one, which implies that there are many other...
There are a number of other Cousin Mosquito versions.
So...
Drops. I'd call them drops. She dropped a whole slew of Cousin Mosquito.
We should do a whole show where we play all of them.
I don't think there's enough for that, fortunately. I mean, unfortunately. But... we could stretch them out or, you know, remix them or something.
That's from the Liberian Landmark Joy because she was actually a congresswoman.
She was. Those are basically public service announcements in song form, I think. She was doing her duty. She has some other ones. I can't remember off the top of my head what the other topics of concern. Well, there's one about no bananas. It's sort of a take on "Yes, we have no bananas," but it's also about like the importance of bananas and nutrition, I think. So I think it's like a nutritional public service announcement.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. What was it that you were saying about the mosquito?
Oh, well, if it is a public service announcement, it's not a very good one because she doesn't offer any next steps, no call to action. She says, "Beware of the mosquito," and then
it is the sting of death.
What are you supposed to do to protect yourself from the sting of death? You're supposed to beware? You're not...
I know, I don't...
That's
I didn't,
so vague.
I didn't have any, like, actionable takeaways from that.
So...
Although I can now go... Well, apparently I can't do it very well, but I can try anyway. I have it stuck in my head.
At the start of the show, we heard... Fred Lane and his, what does that say?
Hittite Hotshots.
Hittite Hotshots. that's a song called The Man with the Foldback Ears from Car Radio Jerome.
A really, really strange musician. And some really just, I'm not really sure about The Man with the Foldback Ears, what to make of him or whether to run and hide or welcome him with open arms. But he does seem important to know about. And I want to thank Roger from Double Dip Recess, kids show here on the Drummer Stream, for turning me on to that. He covered that years back at the Hoof and Mouth celebration at the end of our marathon. And then I dug into Fred Lane and I was like, oh, hey, this has got all kinds of weird vocal work in it.
And we didn't play... Newsboy today because Dan is very mad at all of you guys and he wanted to punish you. So let's just leave it at that. He's in a bad mood.
You know what you did.
You keep saving when you're the savior. Now it's mine, it's right, but you ain't been right yet. And these books made for me.
you keep playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you never get you burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, and when it knows you ain't got time to learn, and these boots are ready for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
Ready, boots? Stop walking.
Flag went up and police moved in. The Washington police were firm but restrained. they put the flag back up and stationed a guard at the pole. At that point, at least 5,000 rebels, made up of a dozen revolutionary youth groups, jammed the avenue. Then the assault began. Bricks, rocks, and bottles shattered at least a score of the windows. Red paint splattered the stone structure in two places. Rebel flags were attached to the building. A red smoke grenade went off in a first-floor office. Firecrackers exploded. Street fighters pounded on the heavy metal door in front. Police fired tear gas, scattering the crowd, and shattering the hope of the majority of the marchers that today's protest would be peaceful.
I ride the left-wing airlines, stirring up trouble at night. Secret signs and secret deeds, I'm just a yodeling yippie. Kai yippie yodelady, ody yodelady, ody yodelady. Kai yippie yodelady, ody yodelady. I went to see Mayor Daley, drove into Chicago town. But Mayor Daley, that porkomorph, he shot down his yodeling friends. Kai yippee yodelady, ody yodelady, ody yodelady. Kai yippee yodelady, ody yodelady. I fly across the USA, kindling the hearts of the new. We'll ride high and we'll ride low, we're just a yodeling yippie. Kai yippie yodelady, ody yodelady, ody yodelady. Kai yippee yodelady, yodelady, yodelady. We'll be right back.
That was an important piece of genuflection and bending of the knee there. We wanted to celebrate the current regime in power here in the United States and, espouse, and express and enthusiastically celebrate our alignment with their values. So that was the March of Greed by Pere Ubu with Sarah Jane Morris as Ma Ubu doing a scene from the play Pere Ubu on a record called Long Live Pere Ubu. And if you haven't yet read Ubu Roi and the other Ubu plays, the trilogy by Alfred Gerry, go do that now. More relevant than ever. A little tribute there to David Thomas, the lead singer of Pere Ubu and an extremely odd vocalist. I know, come at me if you think that it didn't fit on Vocal Fry. Not you, DJ Purple Haze, but I mean, anybody out there listening, you can come at me, it's fine. But, you know, rules are made to be broken too sometimes. And David Thomas definitely deserved a little tribute there. So you want to tell the folks what else we heard from Perubu before that?
Yes, we heard Drinking Wine Spadiati. I don't know what
Drinking
that means.
Drinking Wine Spadiati.
And
or Spodiodi.
That's from Dub Housing. And then we heard Birdies from The Art of Walking.
There's so many good Perubu songs, but I did look for ones that had kind of more interesting parts of David Thomas's voice range. Before that, we heard a few other things.
We heard The Fugs do Yodeling Yippee. It's from a live album from the 60s.
Yeah, that was a little news broadcast at the beginning about their protest in which they were... what were they, levitating? It was some building. I don't know. Jesse Jarnow led a meditation to levitate the fountain in the middle of Washington Square Park at that Bardo Bath event recently. And yeah, it was wildly successful.
We heard White Car Heat. White, is that supposed to say cat?
It's supposed to say cat. I'm going to fix it.
This is unacceptable. White Cat Heat by...
I'm glad you're laying down the law.
The Gods with a Z.
The Gods. Yeah, that's from a remastering of their early albums. I think they were on ESP Disc, which is like a label that the Fugs were also on, and put out a lot of weird... They're like this weird kind of hippie rock outfit, but they were just, you know, just expressing cat heat there. That's all. I hope that you're... I know some listeners, their cats are having some trouble with that, but yeah, I hope your cats all are still feeling okay after that.
We heard a cover of These Boots Are Made for Walking by Crispin Glover.
The guy who played McFly. That was Marty McFly's dad in Back to the Future, the original movie. Yeah, you know, Crispin Hellion Glover, he's been in a lot of things, continues to act in a lot of different places, but he put out this crazy record called The Big Problem Does Not Equal the Solution. The Solution Equals Let It Be. Which is, you know, rolls off the tongue, and it's very snappy, concise, and to the point. And it's also really important information about the big problem, which is something we all need. We need reliable information about the big problem.
Were people like paying attention to this when it like, because this came out when he was like really famous, right?
I think it did. I think it came out after he was in Back to the Future, but I don't actually know the timeline. It's just my impression.
I'm so
curious. I didn't
learn
about it till later.
Like if like, yeah, people knew about this and were like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, like did he, you know, take this like huge popularity that arose from his role in like one of the biggest movies of the times and turn around and make this really, really odd art album?
I mean, I would have respect for that.
Yeah, complete. I have a lot of respect for him. Yeah, somebody in the playlist's checking in to say he had a memorable bit role in Wild at Heart as well. Let's get back to the music. We've got some yoiking going on here in the background, and I don't want to talk over it because it's yoiking. Yoikes need space to breathe and be honored. And here it is.
Escalante, loy, la, loy, lo, 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 la, lo, 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 na al da ne ko ja la to pe lo 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 la lo 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 la al da ka la pa ve nyar ka fe lo 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 la lo 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 na yo lo 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 la lo 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 la lo 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 la lo 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 la lo 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 la lo 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 la lo 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 la lo 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 la lo 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 la lo 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 lo
Ooh.
Boomtown, burn it down. A little bit of swinging lounge music here with the Lexi Mountain Boys. An all-girl glee club from hell.
What do you say to them at Baltimore?
I think that's how they bill themselves.
Yeah.
Glee Club on Acid from Hell. Something. Yeah, great group. Lexi Mountain Boys, led by, of course, the you know, their namesake, Lexi Mountain. I haven't heard from her in a while. I wonder what she's been up to. Sexy Fountain Noise is the record that you're hearing. This is Baba Burn It Down. I'm Dan Boda here with Purple Haze.
Hello.
Who is going to walk you through the other things we've been listening to?
We heard Bulgarian Television and Radio Folklore Ensemble play...
Snappy name, man.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I mean, it's awesome that television and radio plays traditional folklore music. Like,
I mean, if you live in a, you know, country behind the Iron Curtain, it wasn't that uncommon.
That was Palense Pe, which means a little bird is singing, from a compilation Bulgarian Folk Ensembles and Songs. We heard Ari Singers from Ethiopia. That song is called Ala Geisha.
I love that. That music, they have this beautiful kind of canon polyphony that they do. It's all these interlocking voices. It's pretty amazing.
We heard Johan Ira, I think, with Mikkel Ante.
Mikkel Anta, yeah.
Mikkel Anta. That's from... an album called The Magic of Sami Yoik. So I'm assuming that's Johan Ira, the guy who recorded that and published it?
No, that's actually the performer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are, actually contemporary recordings from Finland, from sort of Finnish Sami people in Sapmi, which is the sort of the Sami area of northern Finland.
We heard Anders August Sjölson?
Yeah, yeah.
With the song Till Nils Sjölson Stenberg.
That is from a collection of really old recordings made during the Soviet, actually no, pre-Soviet era on, I believe on wax cylinder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really, really old ethnographic recordings made by a guy named Carl Turen, who made some very lengthy journeys in Sami country. Sami Yena, the Carl Turen collection of Sami Yoik, and this one is from, that one that we heard is from the July 1913 journey. I think there's three or four different volumes of those recordings. Yeah, that's what we've been hearing. I am going to clear the way. Jesse Jarnow is here, and the Frau Show is coming up shortly, so stick around. I'll leave you here to end the show with some little bit of music from Akka folks in Africa, and we'll be back shortly to tell you what you're listening to. Tell the people the thing.
You have been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Am I on? We'll be right back.
Rain down at the sea.